seldom heard radio. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune.
Well, this past week in America, we have experienced the loss of Leonard Cohen, amazing singer-songwriter, amazing poet, amazing human being, who was a beacon of light, of spiritual light, of walking the spiritual walk in a world that often feels dark. Also this week, we experienced the presidential election that is leaving us off balance and uncertain about our futures. Well, the planet's been here for 4 billion years. It'll be here for another 4 billion years, God willing. But I think that on a lot of levels, we are in a state of mourning. And so in that spirit, and to acknowledge that mourning, we're going to start off this edition of Seldom Heard Radio with a moment of silence. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Thank you. Short wave,
long wave,
long wave, long
medium
wave,
wave,
medium wave,
frequency,
frequency
modulated,
modulated,
satellite,
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 low power,
low power, low
part
power,
15,
part 15,
15. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio.
Born about 20,000 BC and died May 2003. Well, he had a good run. You're on the sound beat.
With his long white beard and a crooked staff, he tramps along while the folks all laugh. The twinkle in his eye, he passes them by. Old Man of the Mountain.
The Old Man of the Mountain was a series of granite slabs on Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire. Viewed from the side, the slabs gave the cumulative effect of a man's face, leading to its other nickname, the Profile. He became the state's unofficial emblem and was immortalized by both Daniel Webster and Nathaniel Hawthorne, the latter of whom called it a work of nature in her mood of majestic playfulness.
I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
Sadly, the old man succumbed to thousands of years of erosion in 2003, and the slabs tumbled to the ground below. You're listening to Old Man of the Mountain by Cab Calloway, a Mellotone record from 1933. The song was used in the 1933 Fleischer cartoon featuring Calloway and Mae Questel as Betty Boop. Want to see it? Go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Thank you.
Very cool 45 by the Topher Knights, tune called Domestic Bear. And before that, of course, Mr. Herbie Mann with Do It Again. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Now, if you're not listening to FM radio and WSCS on a Saturday evening, you might want to check out shortwave pirate radio. That's right, pirate unlicensed, unpredictable transmissions on the shortwave frequencies. Recently, if you had been listening, you would have heard Partial India Radio, which is a very, very cool parody of All India Radio. With their announcement, this is a general underseas service of All India Radio. Very intriguing. Moonlight Radio was also heard playing Dancing in the Moonlight and some 60s tunes, as well as Pirate Radio Wilson. That's a new station to me. And they played music by Al Jolson and the Irish Tenors, although I don't think that Al Jolson and the Irish Tenors sang together. Another station that was heard is Radio Z. Radio Z. Not quite sure exactly what they were playing, but they were heard on 6925 kilohertz. Also, Captain Morgan, old-time pirate from back in the day, is still on the air and playing the Twilight Zone theme, among other pieces of music. So that's your pirate radio update on shortwave, the high frequencies. You can usually hear pirate stations on 6925, 6930, 6935, 6940, 6950, or 6955 kilohertz. Right now we're going to listen to The Ultimate Spinach, a tune called The Jazz Thing.
Out all the time, you say that living has blown your mind. You say you know everything that's going on, but then you find that all you've seen has gone. Desperation grabs you by the throat. You know you're sinking, but still you try to float. High-pitched screaming blocks out everything you hear. but still you pretend that there's nothing to fear. You come on strong, you need nobody's help. It's plain to see you just don't know yourself. And you're locked within, waiting for some magical symphony to begin. But all that comes is a crazy whirlpool of sound. If you don't look and see, your laughter will drown. You fool yourself and say that life fits like a glove, but you don't know what you're thinking of. Thank you. at last you found that part of you that was filled with lies. Sunshine is expanding the consciousness of your mind. The thunderstorm of derision is finally behind. Now you know about this thing called love. At last, my friend, you know what you're dreaming of. Wind blowing through your mind. You think about the trouble you left behind. You worked out all the tension inside your head. Because you found reality instead. Now there's peace within your love. At last you found what you were dreaming of.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my
long time ago, in old England, there lived a knight his name was Sir Thomas More. He was a quiet poet. Never caused much trouble. Even went to battle. But when he came home, he saw that his England had been torn and damaged by King Henry VIII. He spoke out against Henry and against the Church of England, and for that, King Henry had him beheaded. I'd like to think that this is what he would have said to his lady as she waited.
My true love is waiting by yonder pool, a well of rich water in those vineyards so cool. She waits with her hands drawn close to her heart on a cold November's night. The moon looks down from its place in the sky and says softly, maiden, oh, do not cry, for the tears that you weep will soon wash away the cares and the notions of today. Alas, I must go to her side, for she calls, and surely I would, if not for these walls. But tomorrow the earth's man will cease all my dreams in the Tower of London on the river. My true love is waiting by yonder pool, a well of rich water in those vineyards so cool. She waits with her hands drawn close to her heart on a cold, sad November. Of long ago, thinking about a dream that I had of galaxies moving so slow, so slow. In the stillness, I rose up and went to the door and looked out upon the moonlit land. With a wind at my side, I proceeded to glide above a forest with with outreached hand. I am just a spirit sailing on the sky, flying that I left a million miles behind. On the impulse of thought, did I bring myself home to where the stars lay below, touching the treetops I danced on along. The breeze entered home, entered home. I am just a spirit sailing on the sky, flying through the endless halls of time, totally released from my hollow-bodied home that I left a million miles behind. In the stillness I entered my window with ease, past the floating curtains I slowed, and lying down on my bed where I slept, I thought of a dream long ago, a dream that I dreamed long ago.
Beautiful, intriguing tune by Justin O'Brien and Jake. That was Lady Free. Before that, Jackson Browne with Doctor My Eyes. We started that set off with The Ultimate Spinach and Jazz Thing. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio.
This week we'll be learning some of the secrets of rain. For example, for it to rain, water in clouds first has to freeze. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
When it rains, each raindrop starts with an ice crystal. So in the clouds, it must get very cold for rain to form.
That's Boris Wienertzer, an associate professor in the Department of Plant Pathology, Physiology, and Weed Science at Virginia Tech. I asked him, if water has to freeze before it can precipitate out of a cloud, how come it rains instead of falling as snow or sleet?
In the summer, it does not snow, although the raindrops start as an ice crystal, because when the ice crystal starts falling, it falls through the atmosphere that is warmer and it will melt. The recipe for rain is that we need a high humidity in clouds, so we need water. Then we need impurities around which the water can freeze, and then we need cold temperature.
So a cold temperature isn't enough to get water to freeze. You need something in the water to get it to start to crystallize.
Pure water does not freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. To start, water crystals need a nucleus, some kind of impurity around which water molecules start attaching and then start growing into the ice crystal. If they cannot attach to any solid support, the crystal cannot start.
Well, it turns out that the temperature inside of clouds may not be cold enough to freeze water, even with an impurity, and yet the water still freezes. We'll find out why in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Oh,
seldom heard radio, the play seldom heard tune, the play seldom heard tune, the play seldom heard tune. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening and wishing you a wonderful evening.